Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Sechtes Menaches, Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav. If you want to have something like filtered or sifted, so the more you're going to be sifting, the more you're going to be filtering, means you're going to need more to start with, because more is going to fall away. When it came to flour from Menaches, you have to take out all the things that like don't belong there. Now every time you sift flour, some falls away. So the more you sifted, the greater amount you needed to start with. And therefore, our Mishnah tells us as follows. Ha'aymer, that's the Minchas Ha'aymer that was brought on the second day of Pesach. Ha'yaba, that would come, Isarain. In other words, you needed a tenth of an Eifa. After I finished the sifting process, I needed a tenth of an Eifa. So what did I start with? How did I get this tenth of an Eifa? What did I take it from? Mishalosh Sa'in, from three Sa. So I had three Sa of fresh barley, because the carbon naima was some barley. And fresh barley has a lot of, like, shells, different things. So out of three whole saw, I was able to pull out a tenth of an eifa. Now, maybe here it's kedai to remember something which we did a lot when we did Seder Moed. Do you remember the words Askalav Gudai? Askalav Aleph Samach Kuf Lamed Vez. And the word gudoy, gimel vav, dalet vav. You know what it means? It means nothing. But it's a simon to remember the measurements. So let's do this again quickly. Take a piece of paper. It's okay, you can put things on pause. I'll wait for you, don't worry. Okay, you're back? Good. Take a piece of paper, write on it, on the top line, write the letters, the ICIs, the helig ICIs, is aleph, samach, kuf, lamed, and beis. Underneath. Starting with underneath the samach, write the word gudai. Under the samach, write a gimel. Under the kuf, write a vav. Under the lamid, write a dalid. And under the beis, write a vav. Another vav. On the top, askalav. On the bottom, gudai. The word gudai appears directly under the word sklav. Now, askalav is a roshei tevais, or a simen, for the different measurements. The aleph is an eifa. The samach is a saw. The kuf is a kav, the lamed is a loig, the beis is beya. Again, aleph is eifa, samach is sa, kuf is kav, the lamed is the loig, the beis is beya. The word gudai is numbers. Gimel is 3, as you know, vav is 6, beis is 2, and vav is 6. So, on the top line, it says the word askalav. Underneath askalav, it's gudai. Now here's how the simon works. Aleph, the aleph of askalav is an eifa. The samach is a saw. How many saws are in an eifa? Look down. Gimel, 3. There are 3 saw to an eifa. Back to the top line. Kuf is a kav. How many kavim are in a saw? Look down. 6. That's the vav. The lamid is a loig. How many loig are in a kav? Look down. Dalid. Dalid are the word gudai. 4. The 4 loig in a kav. And one more. The beis of askalav. Beis is beya. How many bayim are there in a loig? Again, above 6. 6 bayim in a loig. 3 saw in a eifa. 6 kav in a saw. 4 loig in a kav. And 6 bayim in a loig. Now, you don't have to know all of this for the Mishnah. It just gives you a little bit of an understanding of what type of measurements we're talking about. For the Mishnah, we can just touch the words, you'll be fine. So if you didn't chap the simen, don't worry about it. So the Mishnah Ha'aymer, the Aymer that was brought on the second day of Pesach, the Aymer of barley, Hayaba Yisarain, it had to be a tenth of an Eifa, and it came Mishalish son out of 3 saw. So like we explained, in barley there's a lot of like shells that have to come off. So out of 3 saw, which is a whole Eifa, we took out only a tenth. Now they grinded it, and they sifted it 13 times actually. That's what it took to get an Asarain, and a Sirus Eifa. Shtei Alechem, for the Shtei Alechem, on Shavuos didn't have to do that much sifting, was Shnei Yisroinim Mishalosh Sa. Shtei Alechem comes from wheat. So here I have 2 Yisroinim that come from 3 Sa. So basically, it's like half the amount that gets lost. Now wheat doesn't have as much like shells or different things that barley has. So 2 Yisroinim of fine wheat flour you can get out of 3 Sa. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Lechem upon him, the Lechem upon him, where Esrim Rabba Esroinim, me Esrim Rabba Soin. 24 Isorins of fine wheat flour, which was sifted from 24 Sa'a of old wheat. Now we know from the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Beferish v'yafisa oisa shtayim esrei chalois, shebek v'delechem upon him 12 chalois, shnei esroinim yiyah hachalo ha'echas." So I need 24 asroinim of soilas for the lechem upon him, because there are 12 chalos, each is 2 asorin. And I'm getting this out of 24 sa. So the Batnur explains, you have to realize, now the Batnur explains as follows. Shavuos, it's new wheat. With new wheat, 2 isorins of fine flour could be produced from 3 sa of fresh wheat. Lechem upon him was throughout the year. So you're talking about 24 sa of old wheat. Now old wheat has less shells than fresh wheat. Some of the shells just dry up and fall off by themselves. So because the old wheat have like less particles than the fresh wheat, a single asarin of flour you can get out of one saw of old wheat, even out of one saw. Okay, so to make it bekitzer, let's do our chazara, a carbon oimer, which is the carbon of barley that came on the second day of Pesach. Started with 3 saw of barley after we grinded it, sifted it 13 times, so we come to the conclusion that you need to start out with 3 saw to get a tenth of an ephah. And you need a tenth of an ephah. For the shtei lechem ha-shvuos, I needed 2 asrainim, and then I'm going to get out of 3 saw. Wheat doesn't have as much like shells or things that barley does, so I don't lose that much. But that's new wheat, because the shtei lechem is always new wheat. It's on shvuos. The lechem upon him, which is some older wheat, so a lot of the like shells falls off on its own, so the sifting process is even easier. So here, the 24 asroinim that I need for the lechem upon him, 2 for each of the 12 chalos, will come from 24 sa.